I'll play it for you guys. So Francis M is a famous Filipino rapper. Did I just say that?
OFM.
It's I told you Filipino and Filipino. We confuse our eps and our p's.
We are heroes and dreamers. We are restless believers, stronger than ever. Never say never.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
it's a wrap!
Hello everyone, welcome to our episode 2 and our season 2 of our All Abroad podcast. And here today, in the same order as the last episode, my name is Sweeney May.
I'm Meg.
I'm Kat.
And Joy here.
And we are from
All Abroad podcast.
Okay, that was corny. But today we're going to be talking about OPM.
I thought you were going to say OMG.
But it's OPM.
OPM.
What does OPM mean, Kat?
Original Filipino music.
And do any of you guys know, because actually my American friends always ask, how come Filipino is spelled Filipino and Filipino and Philippines are all different? Do you guys know this?
We're just confused. We're just a bunch of confused people.
Okay, we should know this, but you know what? We're not here to give you guys answers.
I think that they use that in like, in Philippines, the P, the Filipino. But if you're, I don't know, that's just my guess. That if you're using
States,
it from
you're
in
Filipino.
The States, you're Filipino.
I think I know the answer to this and I forgot, so.
Probably because in the it's like Filipino, it's so like, tig that blow.
Isn't it
it's
some, like, something to do with like Prince Philip? King Philip? Oh, just kidding. Filipino.
Confused.
We're just
a bunch of confused
and the
confused
feast.
People. Confused peoples.
Yes. So Google says Filipino
Google
is the
knows everything.
Hispanized? I don't know how to say it. Hispanized or angelicized way of referring to both the people and the language in the Philippines. On the other hand, Filipino with a P is how the locals from the Philippines refer to themselves or to their national language. So there you go. Meg was right. So delete all. No, I'm just kidding. Don't delete it.
Meg said.
Meg already said it. What is it? How are you right? Oh, okay.
She puts, for those who are not watching on YouTube, she puts her hand underneath her chin.
Like she's got the look?
Yeah, she's got the
look. She's got the look.
She's got the look. Madam, madam. She's got the look. She's got the look.
Okay, we did not rehearse that. She's excited to have karaoke, but we're not gonna have karaoke. It's gonna be a cappella today because we're gonna be talking about our favorite. Well, it's not our favorite, but we asked everyone to kind of find OPM songs that they can relate to right at this time of their lives. So, I'm gonna start with Meg. I'm gonna put her on the spot. Since you got the look. So Meg, what OPM songs have you got for us?
I researched last night and majority are love songs and it's not really applicable for me. So I found the perfect song for me by JMC. Shout out to Jose Marie Chan. The title is called Constant Change.
Oh, that's a good song. You guys are gonna hear pretty soon. Sweeney is pulling it up, but yes, and we probably should pull. We should be ready with everybody else's. Joy, what's your song?
With the lyrics.
Gusto ko lyrics. You know the lyrics. Don't doubt yourself.
We're on the road, we move from place to place, and oftentimes when I about to call it home. We have to move along. Life is a constant change.
How true is this?
The friends we know, we meet along the way. To sometimes we share some part of yesterday. Cause life's a constant change and nothing stays the same. Oh no. Clouds that move across the skies are changing far before our very eyes.
Wow. Meg, good song.
So tell us, why did you pick this song? I mean, the lyrics, first of all, guys, JCM stands for Jose. Yeah. Sorry,
JMC. JMC.
First of all, JMC stands for Jose Mari Chan. Tell them, why is JMC our favorite?
He's the king of Christmas. He's a very famous Filipino singer, and because of his Christmas songs, and actually I have a personal connection with him. My aunt that I grew up with, she works for their company, Achan Corporation, and my brother used to work for him too, back in Manila, long, long time ago. Yeah, so
was he a good guy to work for?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah. By the way, now that we're in the Burr months, which means we're in September, because in October and November and December, in the Philippines, we start playing Christmas music starting in September. The Burr months are all Christmas. The decors are up. The Christmas decorations are up. The malls and the airports and all the businesses are starting to play JMC songs, you know? So don't get us. I mean, actually, if you look back to one of our episodes, our Christmas episodes, we definitely sang one or two songs from Jose Mari Chan. So, but Meg, why did you choose that song?
Because it really speaks to what I'm really going through right now, and which is changes, moving on, personal, and moving forward with future endeavor that I'm looking forward to pursue.
Awesome. If you guys want to know exactly what Meg is talking about, make sure you guys watch our first episode of this season, because she talks about her update of what she's been going through and positive updates about her life. So that will explain this song. If you had to choose one line out of this song, which one would you choose from the song Constant Change by Jose Mari Chan? Which one
question.
Line? Yeah, is it? I mean, every line is a good line. But if you had to choose a line, which line would you choose?
Oh, wow. I would say we move from place to place. And often, yeah, we move from place to place. Not just place like where you are, your location, where you live. But
mental state.
And, you know, we grow old and we go through different phases in life. And it is true that the only constant in life is change.
I love it. Good one. And I'm looking at the lyrics too, and I'm like, every line is amazing. Like, we didn't even get to the part where he says, have we outgrown our Peter Pans and wings? I recently saw this meme on Instagram that said something along the lines of, our wish, it was an old couple, and it said, our wish is not to grow old together, but to remain kids forever. And I'm like, oh, I want that. We're like little kids, you know? So, I mean, I'm pretty sure as
friends. Drop in the comments below if you want to be kids forever with Sweeney Mae.
Not just with me, with these kids too. But I think that's what will keep our friendship forever, because we're like kids when we're together. I mean, we have some serious problems, but we have some serious problems. we just laughed.
We have some serious joys.
Serious joys. And you know, when we're down and out, we just kind of like plan to get together like this one and bring some food and have fun with each other. So thank you, Meg, for sharing your OPM choice today. So who wants to go next? Joy?
Joy, let's go. Well, growing up, when I was in my teenage years, there's this Filipina, she's actually an actress or singer. Her name is Agot Isidro, and I was kind of low-key obsessed with her. She was like my so-called idol.
I remember you and Annalie.
Really? So it was like maybe for like a few years of my high school life. And she's a singer, so one of her popular songs that I chose, it's Every Day. It's because every time I think of original Filipino music, I think about that because that's how it got me to, like, you know, listening to songs because of my admiration for her.
So, let's sing it?
Let's sing it. I'll just sing, like, maybe three lines because I'm not a singer.
That's okay.
Okay. What, you don't even know this song, do you?
I know this song.
You do?
There's lyrics here.
Where? Oh, there is in there. Just three lines, okay?
Got a letter in the mail today, and I'm glad you're doing fine. You tell me you're missing me, and it's cold in New York City. Me and the girls were alright, thinking about you night after night. And if you feel the same way too, just imagine me whispering to you.
Every day, my ladies and gentlemen.
Always love you. Every day, I'm always thinking of you. Another lonely day without you.
All right. Every day. Every day, I thank God for my friends and my family. So every day is a brand new day, and every day we strive to be the best. Amen. That's all I can share. Thank you.
It was a prayer. It was a prayer. No, that I love that.
Yeah.
Meg just said you're really good at singing.
Sorry, I said you're really good at singing.
With that intonation.
Yeah, no, Joy, you did a good job. I don't know.
Good job, love.
Don't think twice. You know, we were trained karaokeers growing up. Actually, thank you for bringing this up. I forgot all about Agot Isidro and then this song. I do remember us, like everyone singing this probably every day. This was, you know, before trending was a word, was trending in high school, right?
I remember this song, Joy. I know this song. I was singing this song, you know. Okay. I'm just kidding.
This is like a hugot song. You know, this is hugot is a word that Filipino use when they're describing a ballad song that's very that's full of emotions. Whatever that emotion is.
It's like ringing your heart out.
Yes. So, I mean, look at the lyrics, you know. Every day I always love you. Every day I'm always thinking of you. Every day another lonely day without you. Every day, come on, emote. Every day you're here beside me.
I wish every you were day, here beside me.
I'm always dreaming of you.
Oh my God.
Every day I will be right here waiting for you.
Damn.
Who got?
Really love ballads.
Yeah, we do.
They love to cry. That's why. I mean, look at the telenovelas. It's all about crying.
Yeah, it was hard to. Meg just said earlier, last night I spent time. No, she's been spending a couple nights looking for songs that are not ballads. She's lying. It was not one night. It's hard to find like good Filipino songs that's not about love, you know, because we're not all in that state at the moment.
Yeah. No. I'm like in a big exclamation point.
Yeah, it's
exclamation point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly love songs. How about songs about life and mm-hmm. all that?
Speaking
there's a lot.
Songs.
Anak ng Pasig naman kayo, tapon doon, tapon dito.
But I that's don't know that I can song. Relate about trash. The song is like about the a lake. What is it? A lake? A river in the Philippines?
Pasig is the Philippines.
A river right? in the Philippines that's full of trash.
Pasig is a city.
Yeah, so that's hard to choose as the song to relate to. Unless you live there or are in the works.
Well, you're environmentally conscious. That's
true.
You know.
Are we environmentally conscious? Okay, so my turn. Actually, I was inspired by this topic because I just came from a trip to Miami with my mom, and we drove 3 hours from Orlando to Miami. Then we drove another 3 hours from Miami to the very southern point of the USA. And what kept me awake was all these hugot songs, or what we call in Ilonggo, padugo, because hugot is Tagalog, and what we say in Ilonggo is padugo. And, you know, I have Google Music, so I play one song, and if I like that, it'll just keep playing similar songs. And that's how I kind of ran across this song. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to talk about these songs in our podcast. So this is one that I chose. It's called The Journey by Leia Salonga. And Leia Salonga is a very accomplished and famous singer, because she was one of the first ones to go abroad and do Broadway. So here we go. Help me.
Half the world is sleeping, half the world's awake, half can hear their heartbeat, half just hear them break. I am but a traveler in most every way. Ask me what you want to know.
Here's the chorus.
What a journey it has been, and the end is not in sight, but the stars are out tonight, and they're out to guide my way.
One more part.
When they're shining on my life, I can see a better day. I won't let the darkness in. What a journey it has been.
Yes, when I heard that, I'm like, that's going to be my song. How can we get that in the podcast? Oh, let's talk about OPM songs. And I love this song. And there's a lot of... Actually, the next part says, I have been to sorrow, I have been to bliss. Where I'll be tomorrow, I can only guess. Through the darkest desert, through the deepest snow, forward, always forward, I go. And I can relate to that because, and I'm sure many of you can, and I'm sure they can too, because Meg was like, I want that song too, but I got dibs. Because, you know, the song is just about just thinking for myself. I was like a little kid playing in the streets in Bacolod City, and like just to think back of how far I've come, and now I'm, you know, almost, but not yet, in our 40s. and we're here in the United States making a life for ourselves. And sometimes in that journey, you get so intertwined with, you know, current events and what you're going on with your life, what's happening in your life, that actually listening to OPM songs on my drives kind of like put me back in, like made me feel humble to think like, I need to start listening to more Filipino songs. I need to start watching Filipino films. And the funny thing is, a lot of Filipinos watch Korean films. And I'm like, no, we need to support our Filipino culture. We need to support our artists. And I know Leia Salonga, who sang this song, has been pushing the creative, I forgot what they call that, but she's been pushing the creative industry in the Philippines so that people could appreciate more the creatives, not just the singers, and but also the songwriters and the painters and all kinds of artists. So just thinking about my personal journey and also just appreciating Filipino content and Filipino creatives and Filipino work in all kinds of arts and all kinds of forms. And that's kind of like what the song leads me back to. And personally too, you know, all the heartbreaks I've been through, all the disappointments I've been through, you always just have to move forward and keep on moving forward and having a positive attitude. So that's why I relate to that song. And, you know, when she says the end is still not in sight. I mean, I think when we were younger, we thought 40 was old, right? But I don't feel old. So I don't know. I think maybe just back home, the lifestyle is different. And 40-year-olds typically had maybe even start having grandchildren. I don't know. So definitely, it's definitely right in her song that says, you know, I don't see the end in sight. There's, you know, a lot of people still start their life at 40. Some people start their life at 50. Mm-hmm. Some people start businesses at 60. Mm-hmm. So whatever, you know, whatever age you are, it's never too late to start something new. So that's what the song,
you know, Sweeney, just really quickly, I have her CD, that Journey CD. I actually had it when I was in high school, and as we were saying, it's really crazy because it literally took me back to when I would just have that CD on playback like over and over again, and I completely like memorized the song a long time ago, and it's been a long time since I've actually listened to that song and like sang it again. But like, I remember it took me back. I was like in my room listening to that thing. Like, it's just really cool.
Yeah, it took me back to we were in our uniforms singing this song or other songs like it, like the Jubilee songs or whatnot. But like, we were always, you know, there's always a song that was trending and we would all get into it. But the only thing is back then there was no social media. So it's not like, you know, we have videos of us like trying to harmonize to some songs in the canteen. So, but that's my choice of song. And I want to pass the baton to Kat for her choice of song.
Oh, my choice of song. So my choice of song is Mga Kababayan Ko by Francis M.
She's trying to surprise, and then Meg was like singing it already earlier.
Yeah, Meg was already singing it earlier, so it was hilarious. I was like, oh, she knows this song. I love it. But I'll play it for you guys. So Francis M is a famous Filipino rapper. Rapper? Did I just say that?
O-F-O-F-E-M.
It's I told you, Filipino and Filipino, we confuse our F's and our P's. So yeah, I just said that rapper, Filipino rapper.
It's Francis M.
Francis M. But anyway, here it is. Meg, help me out here.
Did you know that he passed away?
That wow, he passed away apparently.
This is a tribute then.
Oh wow. Oh, when did he pass out? When did he pass out?
Filipino. Isipin mo na kaya mong abutin ang iyong limit here. Kapag sumisapat lang tayo, di maghirap ang trabaho mo. Pagbutihin mo, dahil pag gusto mo ay kaya mo. Kung kaya mo ay kaya mo. At kaya nating dalawa. Mga kababayan ko, dapat lang malaman nyo. Bilib ako sa kulay ko, ako ay Filipino. Mayroon naman kayong mandi. Isipin mo na kaya mong abuti lang yung milimi.
Anyway, so that's the song.
We kept messing up over here.
We kept saying, bilib ako sa buhay mo, buhay ko.
Bilib ako sa buhay ko, what can I say?
I believe in my life, but it actually says, bilib ako sa kulay ko, meaning I believe in my color.
Yes. You know, so Francis M had already passed away, so this is a really good choice of song without you knowing.
I didn't know, yeah, I don't really follow, away. Yeah.
And there weren't really many rappers back then. So yeah. Why don't you take us to just the first verse and like try and translate it in English for all our non-Filipino speaking peeps? vibes.
Basically, mga kababayan ko, it means my fellow countrymen. Dapat lang malaman nyo, meaning like this is something you guys should know. And he says, bilib ako sa kulay ko, meaning I believe in my color. And then he says, ako ay Pilipino, meaning I am Filipino. And then it says, what's the next part?
Kung may itim o may puti.
Kung may itim or may puti. If there's black or white, or maybe some brown. Meron namang kayumanggi, right? Kayumanggi is brown. And then what's next?
Isipin mo na kaya mong abutin ang iyong minimum.
You have to believe that you can reach anything that you're dreaming of. That's basically what that means. Mm-hmm. So, you know what's really funny? When we were looking at songs, yeah, same with Meg. I saw a lot of love songs, which I related to because I really love all these love songs. But I was like, there's just so many Filipino love songs. Maybe let's think about something else. And then I came across this and I realized, oh, I sang this, you know, when I was in high school. And I love Francis M. when I was in high school. I don't listen to him now, but I loved him back then. And this is one of his more popular songs. And I thought maybe it would just be fun to like sing along with it, number one. But also two, I think that I'm constantly thinking again about how even though there's a lot of Filipinos here now in America, more now than ever before, there's still a lot of Filipinos back at home who are aspiring to come here, right? There's still a lot of Filipinos who are back at home that want to come here and maybe are also scared to come here for whatever reason. The racial things that have been happening recently, just in the last few months, like in 2020, right? There's just a lot of things like that are happening in the world right now. And I think it's really relevant to bring up the point that, you know, it really doesn't matter what color you are. It matters that you believe in your culture and who you are and how you were raised and where you came from, right? Like, so I think about myself and wherever I go, even though I feel, in a way, I feel very Americanized, I still really feel that I am so Ilonggo. I'm so Filipino. I'm really proud. I'm so proud to come from where I came from, you know? So, yeah, I think that it's just a good message to share to everybody. It doesn't matter where you're from, you know, whether you're from some other parts of the world, like Europe, South Africa, it doesn't matter. Like, just believe in, like, your culture and your upbringing and who you are and whatever it is that you dream of, go for it. Yeah.
Actually, if you haven't heard this song or haven't heard it in a while, like, check it out and read the lyrics, because there's a lot. There's about respecting your parents. There's about don't escape, you know, your mistakes. Like, it's a deep song. Yeah. And it's been a while since I actually read it. And even if I sang it at any point in my life, I'm usually just singing the chorus. Like, right. I kind of forgot the real context of the song in here. So if this episode brought you anything, is to check out some of these songs that we featured here today. And I think that, as Kat said earlier, that, you know, she's proud to be Ilonggo. It's a really blessed feeling to have a culture you can call your own. So many people are lost. A lot of people don't have that culture. Like, they're born in America, they're Caucasian, they're you know, they don't have that sense of belonging. And you know, you have the Black community, you have the Hispanic community, and the Asian community is huge, and then you have Filipinos. And what makes me even more proud to be Filipino nowadays is how much, I don't know if you guys realize, but how much Filipinos have been trending. Like, just any Filipino that's been doing anything, even if they're a quarter Filipino, even if they're half Filipino, like, Filipinos would claim themselves, like, yes, that person, like Saweetie, the rapper Saweetie. Like, she just recently had like a McDonald's Happy Meal or something, and the Filipino community like super supported that. We recently had a Dodgers game that was Filipino night, so it was like a lot of Filipinos out there. Martin Rivera sang the national anthem at the Dodgers Stadium.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
That's, yeah, really, and cool. Then Black Eyed Peas, you know, has been coming back in the scene. There's definitely a lot of Filipino influence that's becoming mainstream lately, and it's something to be proud of. And you know, it's been a long time since I actually kind of came back to like listening to OPM, but it's a good phase to be in. And so thank you guys for sharing your OPM choices of songs today. And for our, make sure you guys catch our next episode, because we're going to be talking a lot more about some Filipino mainstream influences that we see, not just with songs, but also like on Netflix or Hulu or whatever shows. We're going to talk about some of these shows that we recommend you guys checking out. So thank you for sharing, guys. I think we should play that song as we outro this podcast. But my name is Sweeney Mae.
Meg.
Kat.
And Joy.
And we are from All Abroad Podcast. Play it up, play it up. Hey, like I know how to rap. Check it out.
Mga kababayan. Mga kababayan ko, dapat lang malaman nyo, believe ako sa kulay ko, ako ay Filipino. May puti, may puti. Meron namang kayo manggi. Kaya ko, ako ay yo, minimithi.
Such a deep word, minimithi.
Minimithi, I know, right? All right.